Hi y'all, how's it going, Emily? Today is Sunday. I just hope and pray that you are blessed wherever you are. I just believe that the Lord has a word for you today, just from His word and through what it is that He's doing in my life. I just wanted to share it with you. I keep hearing all these different patterns and things and signs and symbols and words that just carry so much weight to them. The Lord says that the weight of sin and slavery has been completely taken care of, that we are no longer yoked again to that bondage of sin, that bondage of slavery, and to come to life in Christ. And I was just like, God, but I've become so comfortable in the church to the degree of, it's what I'm familiar with. It's what I'm okay with. I have my place. I teach on Sunday mornings, which is good. It's a good thing. I love being an instructor of the word, to be an instructor of truth, to be an instructor of his righteousness, because it's literally saving and planting seeds in the hearts and the minds of the children and anyone who hears the good news of Jesus Christ that he came to save. I will never, I hope and pray that I never share the gospel without its fullness, without the fullness of the cross, that it's not just the cross, as we've been talking about, it's not just one thing that happened, but it's a continual outworking of the Holy Spirit. I really feel like he's been commanding me to think about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that there's so many different things that could happen, might happen, and all these different fears, worries, anxieties might start coming out of who even knows where. But to uproot those thoughts, to uproot those things, to uproot those different habits and processes that that are leading to that point of sin, and to be rid of them, to say, burn it in the fire, God, take care of it, be done with it, because you are all that I want, you are all that I need, you are all that I desire, you are all that I have, you are my all in all, you are my strength, you are my song, you are my passion, you are my life's, you are because of you, I even exist. Like he knit me together in my mother's womb. He knows every single hair that is on my head. He knows everything about me. There is nothing that is hidden from his sight. And I just want to encourage you, friends, that as you step forward in faith, know that he is always faithful, even if you remain faithless, but continue to stand in faith. Even if you're not going anywhere, take a stand up. Make it an action word. Make it take an action step to crush the head of the enemy, to crush the head of the serpent, because he is defeated. He is a defeated foe. He no longer has power or rule or dominion over you. Yes, still sin still exists, but God is greater in the midst of all those things, and he wants to continue to take control of your heart and your mind, to show you his righteousness, to show you who he is in Christ Jesus. That you would come to life in him, and that it's no longer I who lives, but Christ in me, who breathes life into my mortal body, who gives me the ability to praise him, to sing and worship him, to come before him in his sanctuary, to say, yes, Lord, and amen. Amen and amen. This is not a waste of time. This is not a routine checkup at the doctor where, okay, yep, I'm good. Okay, now I gotta go home because I'm okay. I'm good. Yep, okay. But no, friends, let's go to church. Let's enter into the very presence of God, to the very throne room of grace that He alone is able to save. That there are people out there that are broken, that are hurting, that have not even heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And He wants to use you. He wants to send you. He wants to as you seek and as you find the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that you begin to see and taste that He is good, because so many others are lost. They're doomed, they're wanderers, they're dying alone, apart from God, friends. And he needs you. He needs you to go. He needs you to serve. But not just serve in a way that man sees and man gets the praise and man gets the glory, but it's the manna from heaven that you're feasting upon. To feast upon him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving, saying, yes, God, hallelujah, amen. Here we go. Let's take our stand. Let's get rid of the things of this world that we even hold on to, and let's just go. God, when we seek you, we're gonna find you, because I trust in you. God, and as I exit this season of my life where I've been so dependent upon the things that I could see, the things that I could say, the things that I am confident in, I'm gonna step forward in faith, knowing, God, that even as scary as it is, or how fearful I might feel, my feelings are not subjected to the Spirit of the living God. They will submit. They will surrender. They will come into obedience to the name of Jesus, Yeshua, Elohim Adonai, the one who saved me and rescued me. Because he doesn't just want to rescue me, He has a plan for all of us to step out of death, out of the dominion of darkness, out of sin and idolatry and drunkenness and feastings and orgies and all these things that are not good. God did not design us for that purpose. He designed you for more. He designed you for greater. He set you apart. And he wants to open up your eyes to see what it is that he has in store. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what you do, but it's who you are that he cares about. You could go from one end of the earth to the other proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, but if you don't know his love for you, what good is it? What good is it, friends? I want you to take your stance. Let your roots be rooted and grounded in love. Let your roots grow deep into love. Let your branches grow up tall. I want you to have an assurance of faith that no matter what comes your way, that you can say, my God's going to save. So my brother died. Yes, this is true. Am I going to continue to live in that place of repentance and continue seeking the Lord because I am a sinner in need of a Savior? Absolutely. But I want to say, you come too. I know that there are others out there who have lost family members who are just wandering, grieving. Thinking about, well, what if they were still here? What if they were still here? Well, guess what, friends? He gave his life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God grieved his own son's death. But it's so that we might have life. So that the world might be saved. So that you might be saved. So that I might be saved. So that we might be saved. For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but through him that we might be saved. And I just keep feeling the spirit of condemnation try to come upon myself and the church and the body of Christ of, oh, let me keep just beating and beating and beating and beating my head against the wall until something happens. But no, friends, let's abandon that. Let's neglect that spirit of condemnation. And let's just say, Jesus, you are enough. Your blood covers me. I will worship you here in the land of the living, in this place that you have brought these dry bones back to life. There are Marys, there are Marthas, there are people out there who are serving and seeking and serving is good. But do not let it supersede your passion, your zeal for the things of the Lord, for the living word of God, that every single place that you go to, know that he has a feast waiting for you at the table, that he wants you to come, to enter in, to take dominion, to take authority, to take the land, because he's giving you the land that just as the waters will pass over you, he will never leave you. Just as the fire is burning all around you, he is still with you. He is holding you in his right hand. He is guiding you and leading you beside streams of still water. He is restoring your soul even now. God, and I just pray for my friends. God, I pray for them. God, that they would not give in to temptation, that they would find the strength found in you, and that they would come to life in you, and that they would no longer give in. God, but that you would give them the strength to overcome. God, that we would be more than conquerors through him that loved us, who gave himself for us, God. That you would create a heart of worship, cultivate in us a heart of worship, God. That no matter where it is that we go, no matter what it is that we do, that we would continually, honestly, earnestly seek and praise you, God. God, we thank you that you have designed us, that you have set us apart, that there is no weapon that is formed against me that's going to prosper. I was in a church today, friends, and oh my God, I've not been in a church in a very long time. The Lord has protected me and preserved me from that. Not saying it's a bad thing, it's just I had a different position, I had a different role in the body of Christ in these different years of my life, and I feel like he's drawing me back into the church. I don't want to go, I honestly don't want to go. I don't want to go be around a bunch of strangers that I've never met before, singing praise to our King when I don't even know if they're praising him. I'm just going to close my eyes and God, I'm just going to worship you here. It breaks my heart to open them and see nobody moving with the Holy Spirit, to see nobody moving in that place of grace and of truth. Praying for those who are hurting, praying for those who are broken, praying for those who are facing all these different disasters and fires and things. He has given us the ability to see in heavenly places. So open up my eyes to see, open up my ears to hear, Father God, what it is that you have to say. And forgive us, Father God, for continuing to remain in this place where we just are okay with not knowing, that we're okay with our Sunday morning church. But God, I ask for an awakening in the body of Christ, God, that you would open up the doors of the prison guards, Lord God, and that you would set the captives free in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you that you've given us a participation in your story, God, that you give us delight, God, in you, that you give us life in you, God, that you have a dialogue with us, God, that you want to speak heavenly vision, heavenly wisdom upon us, God, to give us a passion and a zeal that it cannot be contained, that we don't just go to Sunday morning church to hear a nice soft-spoken preacher. Oh my Jesus, how I want to hear the cry of his people. I want to hear the cry from our hearts, from our passion, from the things that is that really matter to us. God, I thank you that our dependence is upon you, God, that you are our magnificence, God, that we are known in you. Holy Spirit, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the giver of truth. God, I ask that truth would come to life in this place and in every place that we go to, God, and it's because of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we even find freedom in the first place, God, that you would give us faith to see what it is that we need to do every single day, that we need to take care of on a daily basis. Give us not just short-term goals, short-term dreams, but give us long-term vision all the way up into eternity, God. We thank you for rivers of living water to flow in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that that you will just continue to teach us to lament. Give us the heavenly rhythms of time and of space and all these different things it is that we seek after. God, I ask that you would be so centered, so grounded, that you would be the foundation upon which we are founded. God, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for your bright ones, for those who are light ones, for those who will walk according to the light and walk according to the truth, who continue earnestly seeking you, God. I ask that you would teach us to be on guard against the enemy, against his schemes, against his wiles, because he is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He is not the same as sin. Sin continues to destroy, but the enemy comes to devour, to kill. They are both on the same team. They're both on the same hemisphere. They're both on the same dialogue, but he wants to continue to build, God. Hallelujah. God, we ask for the broken people who are out of the body of Christ. God, all the broken people who have yet to come to the church, God, I ask that they would come in droves. God, I ask that you would teach us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, God, that we would repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that we would repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. It is now. We don't have a day to waste. We don't have a moment to waste. We don't have a single thing, but that we are going to run our race full of faith, knowing that he is faithful, who promised everything. God, we just thank you for that. God, I ask that you would bless these words, bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. May they be pleasing in your sight. Oh, Lord, my God, my rock, my redeemer. God, I thank you, Lord, that these prayers that I pray on here are not for my own personal glorification, but it's for the revelation, the spirit of revelation to come and open up the dry grounds, open up the wells that have been locked for so long. So God, I ask for an unlocking of those wells, God, for an opening of those prison doors, Lord, that those who are bound, Lord, that they would be set free in the name of Jesus, God, that they would seek your face and that they would find you, and they seek you with all their hearts. God, we just thank you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. Just ask that you would bless it in Jesus' name.